Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The New American Ephemeris for the 21st Century, 2000-220-200 at Midnight, Michelson Memorial Edition by Neil F. Michelson, is a long-range astronomical and astrological reference designed for people who need reliable planetary positions across an entire century. An ephemeris is essentially a timetable of where the sun, moon, and planets are located along the zodiac on specific dates, and this volume focuses on midnight positions for the years 2000 through 2500. Rather than being a narrative book, it is a working tool used to calculate and verify charts, track cycles, and support research. Readers commonly include practicing astrologers, students learning chart construction, historians of astrology, and anyone doing date-based work where accurate celestial coordinates matter. Its value lies in convenience and consistency. It puts a very large span of dates into a single accessible resource, helping users avoid piecemeal searching and supporting both quick lookups and systematic, long-term studies of planetary movements. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, what an ephemeris does and why midnight tables matter. This book functions as a structured map of the sky over time, listing planetary placements for each date, so a user can translate a calendar day into astronomical positions along the zodiac. In astrological practice, that translation is foundational. Before interpreting anything, you need to know where the sun, moon, and planets were. The focus on midnight positions offers a stable, repeatable reference point for every day, which simplifies searching and reduces ambiguity when comparing dates across months and years. Midnight tables are also practical for fast hand calculations because they provide a consistent daily anchor from which you can estimate positions at other times by applying interpolation or by using complementary tables and techniques. For long-range work, such as tracking slow-moving planets, generational patterns, or historic cycles, the midnight format makes it easier to scan and spot trends because each day is represented in a uniform way. The result is a dependable backbone for chart creation, verification, and research that does not depend on software access and supports both quick checks and deeper, methodical study. Secondly, century-scale coverage and the discipline of long-term research, covering 2000 through 2100 in one volume, supports a research mindset that looks beyond short timeframes. Many astrological techniques rely on observing repetition, resonance, and timing across decades, outer planet cycles, multi-year transits, and shifts that are easier to understand when you can compare distant periods without switching references. A century scope helps professionals and serious students study how long arcs overlap with shorter rhythms, and it aids planning for future-oriented work, such as forecasting windows or organizing longitudinal case studies. It also benefits historical and cultural researchers who want to connect events and eras with celestial cycles across a broad timeline, using the same reference standard. Practically, having an extended span reduces the risk of inconsistent sources, formatting differences, or mismatched calculation conventions that can creep in when assembling data from many smaller ephemerides. This continuity supports cleaner note-taking and more consistent methodology. The book becomes less like a one-off lookup and more like a laboratory instrument, a stable dataset you can return to for comparisons, hypothesis testing, and building personal research archives over many years. Thirdly, using the ephemeris for chart construction and verification, one of the most direct uses of this ephemeris is building natal, event, and horary charts by hand or checking charts produced by software. A chart depends on accurate planetary longitudes for the date, and this reference provides a quick way to confirm whether a planet was in a certain sign and approximately where within that sign it fell. That verification step is valuable because errors can arise from time zone mistakes, daylight saving time confusion, wrong house system settings, or software defaults that a user did not notice. With an ephemeris, you can sanity check key placements, confirm retrograde periods, and verify dates of sign ingresses. The midnight format supports a workflow where you start with the listed positions and then refine to the exact time using standard adjustment techniques or auxiliary tables as needed. Even if a reader primarily uses digital tools, the ephemeris serves as an independent control, reinforcing confidence in results and helping troubleshoot discrepancies. For students, it also teaches the mechanics behind chart data, strengthening understanding of why planetary positions change as they do and how timing precision affects interpretive work. Fourthly, tracking retrogrades, stations, ingresses, and repeating patterns, beyond single-date lookups. An ephemeris is especially powerful for identifying motion patterns that shape timing techniques. Retrogrades, stations, and direct turns are central to many forms of interpretation and forecasting, and they often require careful attention to dates and degree ranges. By scanning the daily positions, readers can observe when a planet slows, stops, reverses, and returns to earlier degrees, which helps in planning reviews, reworks, and completion phases associated with that planet. The same scanning approach helps pinpoint sign ingresses when a planet crosses from one sign to the next, and it supports cycle analysis such as conjunction waves, repeating aspects, and multi-pass transits. With a century of data, patterns become easier to see: how often certain retrograde loops occur, how long slow planets linger in signs, and how cycles stack across years. This is useful for research projects, teaching, and practical forecasting because it converts abstract cycle talk into concrete dates and degrees. The book thus acts as a pattern-finding tool as much as a reference list, letting readers work visually and systematically with real movement over time. Lastly, a practical non-digital reference for professionals and students, even in an era of apps and online calculators, a printed ephemeris remains valuable because it is fast, stable, and independent of subscriptions, device compatibility, or interface changes. Professionals often need to work in varied settings, teach classes, or consult on the spot, and a dependable physical reference can reduce friction and downtime. It also encourages good practice habits, checking data, noting degrees carefully, and developing a tactile familiarity with planetary motion that can be lost when software hides the underlying numbers. For students, learning with an ephemeris builds foundational literacy, helping them understand daily motion, speed differences between planets, and the practical meaning of timing precision. The century span supports long-term client work and case files, where an astrologer might revisit a topic years later and want a consistent reference for transits and progressions without relying on the same software version. Finally, for collectors and libraries, a well-known ephemeris edition functions as a standard desk reference, comparable to a trusted atlas or almanac, supporting repeatable work and making research easier to audit and reproduce. In conclusion, this book is best suited to practicing astrologers, astrology students, teachers, and researchers who want a dependable, century-spanning set of planetary positions without relying solely on software. It is also a strong fit for anyone who enjoys systematic cycle study, from tracking outer planet movements to mapping long historical timelines and comparing distant years. The primary benefit to a reader's life is practical reliability. Accurate reference data supports clearer chart construction, better verification of placements, and more confident timing work, which in turn can improve decision-making frameworks and research quality for those who use astrology as a tool. Compared with many similar books that cover shorter periods or require multiple volumes, the 2000 to 2200 scope offers uncommon continuity, making long-term studies and future planning easier and more consistent. It is also worth buying as an independent cross-check to digital calculators, helping users catch avoidable errors and understand the mechanics behind their results. If you value a stable, long-range reference that supports both quick lookups and disciplined analysis, this ephemeris provides lasting utility that justifies a place on a working desk or in a serious study library. If you would like to support Neil F. Michelson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.